It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And this is your ultimate good news, bad news day, as far as I'm concerned. Because there is something happening in DC sports today that gives me great pride and excitement and hope. And that I am, if I could use the word giddy, can I use the word giddy?
I'll allow it.
I am giddy about. And that is the fact that a bill giving DC the long-term control of the RFK site for potential new stadium for the Washington Commanders in the nation's capital has passed a Senate committee. And it is now on to what is a final step for DC to get this land so that a stadium could possibly be built as RFK 2.0. This should be a celebratory, everyone high fives and hugs and kisses each other kind of day in this city. But I can't get there.
Nope.
I don't have that energy.
I'm a womp womp today, dude.
Today's rough for your boy. And it has been since the moment I woke up, because like many of you last night, I stayed up watching the Caps and the Utah Hockey Club, because Alex Ovechkin, a day after a hat trick, scored in the first period and he scored in the second period. And we were on Hattie watch again with a guy who's hotter than a fireplace, with a guy who's got 5 goals over 2 games and 6 goals over 5 games and 13 goals over 11 games. He is off to, this is statistical, this is not my opinion, one of the two best goal-scoring starts of his 20-year career. 18 games, 15 goals for the Grade 8. And Danny, last night in the third period, with the excellent Capitals, number one in the Eastern Conference in points right now, 3 points back of the best point total of all the teams in the National Hockey League. They've been incredible. Ovi hunting a hat trick, skating around on the ice, gets collided with, and I thought something...
Pretty innocuous.
It looked like a nothing burger.
Yeah.
He's gotten hit that way how many dozens and dozens of times in his career? He goes to the ice, very rare. He stays on the ice. He ends up getting helped off the ice. That never happens with the Russian machine. And then he ends up getting escorted back to the room. And that's when you knew something's not right. We're still waiting to find out what's wrong with Alex Ovechkin officially, although it's hockey, so we could never find out. Like 6 years from now, we'll still wonder, is he hurt? Does he have a hamstring, or is it an ankle, or is it a knee?
Look, if he had his foot amputated last night, they'd go, it's a lower body injury, yeah. Day to day. Okay. But so we'll get no information. I don't mean to be flippant about it. Like, it could be incredibly serious. It could be a bruise. We don't really know. I mean, they're saying week to week.
It's so true, though. If he lost a leg last night, the Caps were going to report today that he's week to week with some type of
lower body injury.
Right? I mean, that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
But they did come out and say week to week. And so now we wait. I can't tell you how down I feel about this. If he misses 4 to 6 weeks with an MCL or something like that, I'd be crestfallen, and that's terrible. But at least the chase is back on. And more importantly, because the Caps are really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Then he comes back in a month, 6 weeks, and they have a chance to navigate the Eastern Conference and be a legitimate contender come the playoffs. If it's worse than that, and I don't even want to really speculate, but you're talking about...
Yeah, think about what's on the table if it's worse.
Short term, their chances in the East and in the playoffs drop off massively because their leading goal scorer, who happens to be leading the NHL in goals right now, mm-hmm. at 39 years old. He was born in 1985. I think Reagan was the president. Was Reagan the president?
Yes, he was, yes.
Ronald Reagan Ronald was the Reagan. President. He was born then.
It's where Marty was trying to get back to when he was in 1955. That's how long ago that was.
That's very long ago.
It's so long ago.
He's so old.
Yes.
Leading the NHL in goals. And they're not going to have him for some period of time. At least, it seems like a few weeks and maybe worse. So the news is terrible in that. When's the last time the Caps have been this good? Legitimately. Post-Cup, have they been this good?
No.
I think you've got to go back. I don't even know if the Cup team, I felt
well,
this.
Well, remember, why am I blanking on his name? Barry Trotz was going to get fired.
At Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they're like, if they don't play well against Minnesota, his ass is grass.
No. So Obama style, let me be clear. Let me be clear. What I'm saying is not that they got off to this kind of start back then. I'm just saying they were this good at their peak during that Cup run. But it's been fleeting in stretches that they've played at this level. This is the best Caps team to start a year that I've seen in over a decade. I mean, they're excellent. They do everything well. They've scored the most goals in the NHL right now, playing fewer games than almost everybody else. Last year at this time, through 18 games, they'd scored 44 goals. Right now, they've scored 78 goals this year. It's night and day from a year ago. They're better on every line. They're better on every D pair. They're better in the net. Logan Thompson's been tremendous. And if Ovi's not there, your number one goal scorer, and your top line, which has been elite, Ovi, who's a plus 15, I think it is now on the season, the team takes a step back. That's annoying. That's disheartening. But that's not even the lead here.
That's not the lead.
The lead is, if you go back to last night, the story around the country, the story for anyone who follows hockey on every outlet was, oh my goodness. Not only is this guy going to break the record, he might do it in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, he was at 800 miles an hour. Oh, there's Gretzky. Oh, see you later.
Zipping by.
Right.
Just straight Ferrari style. He was going to do it in January at this pace. Now, he'll slow down, but things will happen. But you could see the groove that he's in.
But if this is serious,
yeah,
depending on what we're talking about here, if he's not playing again this season.
Like, that's on the table, by the way.
If you come back next season and there is, you know, a major injury you're coming back from, right? All of a sudden, it was a Craig Lachlan. It was a Yaroslav Halak. It was a absolute certainty that he was going to break this record. Now there's questions. And all those things just have me struggling today.
Just, it's fleeting. And a couple things came to mind. As I'm sitting there contemplating my thoughts, while he does that quick little lap coming back on the ice and then shuts it down immediately. Right, I'm going, oh, maybe it was a bad bruise, because everybody's done that. Everyone's had that thing where they knock knees with somebody and that guy's fine and you get the worst of it and you go down and it's like, oh my God, I will never walk again. And then after a little while, you're fine and you get your legs underneath and you're okay. I'm hoping maybe it's that, because the contact wasn't too severe, to your point. When he came back out for that little skate lap and then said, that's it, I'm now doing big picture contemplation, right? It shows you how, well, another reason, it's another reminder how impossible this record is. Not only does Wayne Gretzky score in a different era, and he's the greatest player of all time. I'm not taking anything away from Wayne Gretzky.
Not the greatest goal scorer of all time.
Oh, thank you.
That guy's name is Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah, it just shows you like how fragile that is, right? I mean, Ovi would have already broken it had he not had multiple labor stoppages, a couple suspensions that were probably bogus, COVID year shutting things down. I mean, he's right there at the pace. We'd probably have 900 right around now, right?
I can't. I'm so selfish making this about myself.
No, I know, but that's all I'm thinking too.
I bet Ovi's a little bit bummed out too today, if I had to guess.
He might be down.
But respectfully, myself, about me here.
Can you think about my fandom?
I can't deal with a possibility that he doesn't get this record. And it's not time to necessarily talk about that yet, but in a world where he got screwed out of the pandemic games, he got screwed out of work stoppages multiple times over, you know, you're talking about leaving how many games on the ice? 120?
Close to 100, 120.
Games? I mean, at his pace, to your point, he'd be way past Gretzky already. He'd be creeping up on 950 goals, 970 or something. I can't even wrap my head around it. How sports was that last night?
Yep.
Like, sports are such a emotional roller coaster. Sometimes they're the best.
Yeah, it is an unforgiving. It's like nature. That's beautiful. Oh crap! A tidal wave. Like, but same thing. Same force. Nature's beautiful. Look at Yosemite. Look at this forest. Look at the woodlands. Oh my God! Here's a natural forest fire. Like, that's what that was.
I went up to bed last night, And my wife gets so mad. I always wake her up to tell her what happened as if she cares. And she does not.
Mm, she's asleep.
I mean, she's a big Ovi fan. She's a big Caps fan.
But while sleeping.
We have three young kids.
Yeah.
She really wants to sleep.
Yeah.
But I have to talk to someone.
Yeah.
Is it going to be you or is it going to be someone else?
It's got to be her.
It's got to be you.
No, she did the vows, man. That's
right.
Part of it.
It was like,
I didn't marry you.
For better or worse, or after the big Ovi
moment. Yeah, we just do the common law at work thing.
Yeah.
Like, it shuts off.
I thought about coming to your house, but no. I thought your wife would be really annoyed.
She'd be so pissed.
I just walk into your bed. Walk into your room. I'm like, Danny. Danny. You there?
What do you think about Ovi?
So I wake her up, and I'm like, Ovi scored 2 goals tonight. And she's like, you're kidding. I said, no. She's like, he's going to break the record next week. And I was like, he got hurt. And she said, and I quote, Ovi doesn't get hurt.
Mm.
And I said, I know.
I know.
And that was the only thing, putting my little head on my little pillow last night, that got me to bed, was I said, Russian machine don't break.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He can't be hurt. I know that it doesn't sound good or look good, but not my Ovi, not him. Think about this. Every year that guy plays in, like, if he gets suspended because he hits someone for a couple of games, or maybe Bruce Boudreau sits him for a game because he's overslept his alarm clock or something, he might miss a game here or there, right? If the Caps are playing, Ovi plays for 20 years running. I need good news, and I need it right now. Caps, do what you got to do. If I could give him my knee, I'll give you my leg.
Take it. Here we go.
His leg won't help him.
Put me on the chopping block like in the movie Misery.
Right.
And take mine. There's a moment in The Matrix where one of the characters knows that it's over. And she just looks.
What's over?
It's for her. She knows she's done.
Death. And
yeah. Okay. Well, basically, like, this is the end. And she just turns to no one in particular and says, not like this. Not like this.
Yeah.
Before the plug gets pulled and she's donezo. Not like this. Not like this is what I'm saying. I can't have it be he doesn't get the record because his ACL exploded.
Yeah.
Like I cannot do that.
We should not speculate.
I'm not speculating. I can't do that.
But here are a couple of things I do want to at least acknowledge, okay? Number one, the people that I have asked about this, no one has definitively said they know what's going on. But the general vibe I got was from people that were there or saw him get on the bus. It was not pretty. Like, he was not moving well. I heard that the room, meaning the dressing room, the locker room last night, was very somber. And that's after a win, 3 straight wins on this road trip, 3-0, mm-hmm. 6 points, 6 goals, 5 goals, 5 goals. They outscored their opponent 16-6. And basically, it was like pin drop, kind of ugly in the dressing room. And I even heard from today, someone goes, I hope the news is better when they get back and really evaluate this thing than the fear, essentially. So, like, that's what I'm working with now, going, this is not what I wanted to hear. The team coming out today, though, the first update we got and saying week to week, does feel positive. It gives me the opportunity, if I choose to be optimistic, to say, if he's out for the year and they're fearing that, they wouldn't come out and say week to week, would they? But then that little voice in the back of my head goes, it's hockey, man.
Yeah, it's hockey.
You could shoot someone in the face and they'd be like,
upper body.
He's got a little thing going on. He might miss a shift or two.
He's day to day.
And then, like, you just with never see him again.
Yeah.
You know, like, never I mean, again do you
Tom,
see him?
Yeah, the one I go back to is Tom Wilson was day to day with a torn ACL.
So think about that. That was the playoffs.
Yeah.
What year was that? That was the year after the Cup? or 2 years
was it,
maybe.
Was it 19, 20, 21?
Warren Fogle ruined everything by hurting Oshie the year after the Cup, so I think it would have been 2 years after the Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, we knew.
Yep.
Behind the scenes, someone had told me Tom Wilson tore his ACL. And we said on the show, I couldn't get it confirmed, and that's one of those things, unless the team is willing or somebody around the player is willing to say, you're right, that you're just, I'm not going to go out and say that outright. So we had to do some tap dancing because, again, it's hockey, and they just refuse to get in line with all the other sports on injuries. It's actually a thing that we should talk about.
Yep.
It's ridiculous that they aren't more forthcoming with injuries in that sport in 2024. But they kept doing the thing where Wilson was day-to-day, and it's like, well, he's not playing. It's game two. No Tom Wilson tonight. Yeah, no kidding. He tore his ACL. Game three, we'll see if he plays. Bet you he won't. Game three, still no Tom Wilson tonight. Yep,
he's working his way back from the torn ACL.
He just did that the entire series.
Yeah.
And everyone, like, the beat was like, you know, all the reporters and stuff was like, Tom Wilson's not out there for skate this morning. Yep, because he tore his ACL.
Because you can't skate on a torn ACL.
So it's like, and I'm not suggesting that's what Ovi did. What I am saying, though, is does the week-to-week designation make you feel better? It does for me, but okay. I also know that in that sport, words don't really matter.
Yeah, we're all processing this. We're all doing our best here. For me, it does not. It doesn't make me feel better. The only thing will be the official word, if it's good, bad, and different, like knowing. But them going week to week, shift to shift, day to day, hour to hour, cue the Ron Burgundy, I don't believe you. Like, I don't. Like, this is not the sport of forthcoming. Like, they do not want to share the information.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.